Welcome to Turkey Crossing, everyone. This is Paul Bogish, and thank you for stopping by to hang out with me while we talk about how to get our kids to solve problems, collaborate, create, innovate, dialogue, and get their imaginations cranking, all while using Classroom 2.0 tools and not forgetting that the most important thing in the world is not an online connection, but a teacher-student connection. So relax, close your eyes, unless you're driving, eating, or skydiving, and open your mind for another edition of Turkey Crossing. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Turkey Crossing. Thanks for tuning in today. This is Paul Bogish, and today I have two guests with me. I don't think they'll be doing a lot of talking, but this is officially the first podcast from the center of Otis Reservoir. Another first for Turkey Crossing podcasting. Sitting here in my canoe, actually it's my brother-in-law's canoe. My daughter just corrected me, with my older daughter, Emma. Say hello, Emma.
Hi.
And my trusty dog, Luna. Say hello, Luna.
Luna, speak.
All right, Luna's being a little bashful. She's not going to say anything. This is a real quick podcast. I found something on my laptop last night that I think is extremely cool. And I'm hoping I'm not the last person in the world to find out about this, and that when I get to start talking about it, everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, I already used it, done it. My laptop has this speech recognition software on it that I'm going to assume that everybody else has on their computers as well, because there's nothing special about my laptop. It's a school, standard school-issued sort of thing, no special software. But if you go, I was messing around for some reason, went up into the Tools menu and clicked on Speech, and this little thing came up that said, train the computer to your voice. And so I read several passages into the computer, and the computer, I suppose, learned how I spoke. And the deal is, the more reading you do into the computer, the more sensitive and accurate it becomes. So if you only read one passage for a couple of minutes, it's like 80% accurate. If you spend 15 minutes reading, it becomes up to 90 to 95% accurate. And it's incredible. And so you can open up a Word document, go to the speech, go to Tools, go to Speech, click on the dictation button, and you can just talk. And all of your words are magically typed onto the computer screen. I thought it was an incredible thing. And so now, this morning, as I sit here in the canoe and my daughter and dog and I were taking this ride out, I'm thinking about ways I can use it in the classroom, and was wondering if anybody else happened to use this in the classroom. Let me know. I'm interested to know how it's been used. And I could see, having the laptop hooked up to the projector during a brainstorming sort of session, and instead of pausing to type in whatever the idea is, or instead of pausing to write it on the board, you can just simply say it into the microphone, and it will be, boom, typed right up onto the computer screen for you. I can see giving it to kids who have an awful time, writing, someone who has an awful time trying to, think while they're writing, coordinating all those hand muscles, whether it's on the keyboard or whether a pen, and trying to keep the ideas flowing, allow them to just simply talk into the microphone, and, their words will appear on the screen. I think especially for kids who are those slow typers, and just the idea of typing a paper might just drive them crazy. And so for something longer, they can just type, talk right into the laptop, and boom, it's up there typed just like everybody else's. I did, as soon as I discovered this and set it up for my voice and did the training sessions, I did run upstairs and to show my family, and it was funny because with everyone talking, it started picking up everyone's voice, and it created quite an interesting little story. It did pick up some of the words right, but it does pick up all the background noise as well, and it can get kind of confusing. So if you're using it, you do kind of need a quiet room where it can only hear your voice. But I recommend checking it out. It's up there. If you're on your computer right now, open up that Word document. It's on the tools menu. You go to speech and have some fun. I was just messing around. I must have spent a half an hour just messing around and testing to see which words it knows and doesn't know. And even words which aren't in the dictionary. Like, for example, I experimented with wiki, blog, and podcast. It wasn't able to, when I said those words, it didn't type in the right word, but you could teach the computer. So you could write in, you know, type in the word wiki, and then click the button that says, you know, learn new words or whatever it is, and from there on out, when you say wiki, wiki will appear on the computer screen. So I think that's pretty cool. And that's all I want to leave you with today. Give it a shot. Now, this is the first time my daughter is listening to this, so she wants to give it a shot, too. But I think it would be a pretty magical thing, especially for younger kids. Imagine just talking to the computer, and the computer types everything you say. That is just so neat. All right. Well, thanks for listening to this very short podcast. And again, get out there and try that speech recognition software that's on your computer. Sitting there, and you probably never even knew it. This is Paul Bogish. This is Turkey Crossing. And hey, if you made it this far, please leave a comment and come back and listen again with me, would you? Thanks. Bye-bye.